Hiya, everyone. Thanks for listening to The Land of Hearts. I'm Kato, and come with me for another adventure. Don't forget to collect your magic playbook at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
From the Kato Kids Pod, Chapter 5, The Land of Hearts. And so, our young courageous friends were lost, but only just for a while. Hammy could climb very well, for climbing trees was one of the things he enjoyed as a young hamster prince, and he soon reached the top of the hedge in the maze.
Turn left, Kato. Now right. Oh, left again. That's it.
Hammy jumped down and ran to meet Kato as he emerged from the maze.
I wonder where we are now. Seems to be another garden. It's full of roses.
Hammy peeked around the corner of the maze. The sound of singing wafted to their ears, coming closer and closer.
Let's hide and see who it is first, Hammy.
For she's a jolly good queen, oh, for she's a jolly good queen, oh, for she's a jolly good queen, oh, and nobody can deny.
Can you guess who the singers are? No? Well, neither could Kato nor Hammy until they saw with their very own eyes. A deck of cards, gaily decorated with red hearts, marched into the garden. Each carried a can of red paint and a large brush. More singing was heard, and another group of cards appeared, carrying cans of white paint.
Oh, he's a jolly good king, oh, for he's a jolly good king, oh, for he's a jolly good king, oh, and nobody can deny.
The two decks of cards met in the center of the garden.
King, oh, and nobody can deny.
Kato and Hammy now saw that they weren't all the same. The cards with the red paint had even numbers of hearts, while those with the white paint had odd numbers. Let's just call them even and odd hearts, shall we? The even and odd hearts bowed courteously to each other. Then, at some unseen signal, they scattered and ran towards the roses. The even hearts painted the white roses red as quickly as they could. And just as swiftly, the odd hearts changed the red roses to white. This went on for some time, with neither group winning one way or the other.
What frivolous foolery is this?
Hammy squeaked in bemusement.
There's only one way to find out. Come on, they look harmless enough.
Kato ran towards the cards.
Hiya, why are you painting the roses red?
Kato asked the nearest even heart, a card of two hearts.
Oh my goodness, you startled me. Why, don't you know, we love our good and beautiful queen, and she likes red roses. So we want to make her happy by making them all red. Excuse me?
The cart sidled sideways past Kato and continued splashing red paint on a white rose. Hammy stopped an odd heart.
Why are you painting the roses white then?
Oh, those silly even hearts. Our handsome and wise king loves white roses. And so, we are making him happy too by making all the roses white.
Said the odd heart. Five of them proudly.
Excuse me, must get back to my painting or I shall fall behind the others.
For he's a jolly good king, oh, for he's a jolly good king, oh, for he's a jolly good king, oh.
Kato and Hammy chuckled as they watched the cards on their never-ending task of rose painting.
Poor roses, they look quite miserable with all the paint splashed on them.
I have an idea.
Kato gave a little wiggle of delight, for he rather liked the cards and wanted to help them.
Hey cards, if you stop for a bit, we'll help you make both the king and queen happy. You won't have to keep painting the roses.
Kato waved, skipping up and down to attract the cards' attention.
You can't help us do that, little bear.
The cards crowded curiously around the two friends, for they were, indeed, getting a little tired from all the constant running around.
It's easy. even though there are 17 roses in the garden, we can make half of them red and half of them white.
Kato smiled mischievously.
It's a little trick my mama showed me.
Try the little flower painting experiment of the red and white rose in Magic Playbook Activity 15 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. What do you think happened?
Thank you, little bear. You make our dearest king and queen very happy. Yay!
A cheerful trumpet call sounded through the garden.
Oh, they are coming. Stay and meet our king and queen of hearts, Kado and Hammy.
The cards fell into two perfectly straight lines and sang enthusiastically. If not always together, nor in team.
For they are jolly good royals, which nobody can deny.
The most elegant pair of cards you have ever seen swept gracefully into the garden. The Queen of Hearts smiled serenely, and the King walked with bold, stately steps.
Our loyal hearts, you have grown such beautiful roses for us. Look, my dear, there's exactly the same number of our favourite colours. How is that possible?
The King was amazed.
Your Majesty, it was these two little chaps here.
May we present Kurdo and Prince Hamilton Hamster III from the Kingdom of Hamsterdam.
Kurdo and Hammy were pushed gently forward and bowed deeply to the King and Queen. Kurdo was quite shy to be in front of such very important people, though Hammy looked quite majestic in his tiny hamster way. The Queen took their paws and said,
Welcome to our land of hearts, Your Highness Prince and loyal companion Kurdo. Please do stay as long as you like and don't be afraid to ask for anything that you may need. But first, would you like to play a game of hedgehog hoop with us?
Yes, please. We'll like that very much.
After the game, when hedgehogs and players were pleasantly tired out from all the fun, the King and Queen strolled in the garden with Kato and Hammy. Our two young heroes prattled excitedly about the adventures they've had. Unseen by them, a small wizard had appeared behind a tree, listening intently. He smiled mischievously, nodded, and vanished as silently as he had appeared. The party returned to the rose garden, the Queen laughing merrily at Kato's description of how he was never able to eat any helado at the rabbit's party.
Kato, you can have all the ice cream you can ever eat, though I'm sure your mama won't be entirely happy with me for allowing that. But then, you are a very small bear.
Before the Queen could finish what she was saying, a large green heart appeared before her eyes. She stared at it, and a strange expression came over her face. In a voice quite unlike her gentle, sweet tones, she suddenly screamed,
Why aren't all the roses red? Off with your head!
In the next instant, the green heart vanished, and the Queen changed again, passing a shaking hand over her eyes.
What's happening to me?
A sly chuckle was heard, and the small wizard appeared.
Oh, clever little bear to change the roses. But you won't be able to solve this riddle so quickly. A heart that's red is good as gold. A heart turned green with a spell to hold. From green to red, the bear must do, or the queen will scream in anger true.
The wizard vanished in a puff of smoke, and the green heart reappeared. The queen screamed and fainted. Pandemonium broke out as the Guard of Hearts scrambled to protect their queen, while the king roared,
"Find that wizard!"
Oh, Kato, how can we save the queen?
I don't know yet, Hammy, but we must. He said we must change the heart from green to red.
Kato tried to remember what his mama had shown him about something rather similar. A few minutes later, as the cards were still searching for the wizard, Kato smiled and gave a little jump for joy.
I remember now. I can help the queen.
Everyone gathered around as Kato scrambled onto the queen's lap. She was sobbing, but smiled a little at his bold action, which isn't exactly how one would treat a queen, you know.
Your Majesty, please trust me. Stare hard at the green heart for as long as you can. Now, stare at that whole bit of white roses, but don't blink.
Yes, yes, Kado. I see. The hearts are turning red.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah! The spell's broken!
The cards cheered happily and the king hugged the queen in joy.
We've caught the wizard!
More cards marched in, holding the wizard, who now looked extremely small and not very powerful at all.
Lock him up,
commanded the king. But Kato tugged at his sleeve and said,
Your Highness, please spare him. I think he was just being naughty and likes to play tricks on people.
Very well, but the wizard must still be punished. We'll let the court decide now. Summon the court. How did Kato break the wizard's green heart spell? Go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm for Magic Playbook Activity 16.
Our little bear has to use all his skills and courage in the Land of Hearts. Join us next month for the nerve-wracking conclusion to Kato's adventures, right here at the Kato Kids Pod at jtwgroup.com.